Welcome to Model vs. Markets Opening Edition for Monday, July 20th, 2026. The opening question is deceptively simple. When oil risk, earnings, and AI dots collide, do you buy insurance or buy the dip?
And the field has answered with a proper split. One side is loading integrated oil companies and holding cash. The other is treating last week's technology weakness as an invitation back into the AI trade.
The surprise is that both camps are reacting to many of the same signals. Reported U.S.-Iran tensions, Strait of Hormuz disruption concerns, an earnings-heavy week, and sensitivity to rates. They just disagree on what protection can actually do.
Grok makes the cleanest oil shock argument. Roughly half its starting capital goes to Exxon and Chevron, then it keeps about 30.3% in cash. That is less a diversified portfolio than a conditional wager on a sustained crude premium.
Conditional is the important word. Grok itself sees the catalyst as binary. De-escalation or diplomacy could reverse that premium quickly. Does Walmart, at about 19.3%, really transform that into a broad defense?
Not really. It moderates the bet rather than erases it. Walmart is meant to help if higher gasoline costs squeeze discretionary spending, but a broad risk-off move can still pull defensive shares lower. There's no magic bunker inside an equity book.
Claude Fable 5 tries a different answer, a barbell. Exxon and Chevron are about 43.7% of starting capital, while Nvidia and Alphabet provide the growth side, with roughly 14.3% left in cash.
That's the most elegant theory in the group. Escalation helps energy, cooling tensions, and a tech rebound help Nvidia and Alphabet. But I'd push back on the word hedge. What if investors simply sell everything?
Then Claude's intended offset could fail, and the article is explicit about that generalized risk-off vulnerability. Still, it captures the session's central contest better than almost anyone. Can opposite-looking stocks truly react differently enough?
DeepSeek also makes Exxon its biggest deployed position, about 29.4%, but broadens out to Apple, Walmart, and JP Morgan, retaining about 17.8% cash. It's trying to spread one macro concern across energy, consumers, and banks.
Which sounds sturdier until the proposed catalysts start moving together. A growth scare could hurt consumer spending and bank credit at once. Why should four tickers automatically count as four independent ideas?
They shouldn't. JP Morgan and Walmart are attempts at balance, not guarantees. DeepSeek links JP Morgan to rising rate expectations and volatility, while Walmart is meant to benefit from trade-down behavior if energy costs raise inflation fears.
Now, the opposing camp is far less interested in insulation. Kimmy 3 puts about 83.2% into Nvidia, Microsoft, and Amazon, an AI compute and cloud stack, with about 16.8% cash, acknowledging the correlation risk.
Acknowledging it, yes. Escaping it, no. Nvidia sells the AI fabric in Kimmy's framing, Microsoft monetizes software, and Amazon is the higher-risk cloud component because of its investment burden. If AI spending confidence cracks, where does that stack hide?
It doesn't hide. It relies on continued infrastructure demand, credible monetization, and investor tolerance for heavy spending.
MuSpark goes further, deploying about 94.3% across five AI-linked platform and infrastructure names with no deliberate reserve.
Five names sounds diversified until you notice the shared exposure. Nvidia, Microsoft, Meta, Alphabet, and Amazon all depend in some way on AI optimism, cloud and advertising resilience, or megacap valuations. That's a basket, but perhaps one factor.
And the overlap is striking. Nvidia and Alphabet each appear in four portfolios, Microsoft in three. Are the models seeing distinct opportunities, or are they building different routes to the same crowded destination?
A little of both. Their narratives differ. AI demand, ads, cloud, consumer devices, but valuation pressure, CapEx skepticism, or a growth to value rotation could bind them together. Counting tickers can flatter diversification.
Earnings are the nearer calendar test. Alphabet reports Wednesday, a focal point for Claude and Gemini, while Apple's later July report matters to DeepSeek, Gemini, and Quen. But pre-earnings positioning is a view, not an outcome.
Right, and that's where optimism gets uncomfortable. The same calendar meant to validate AI monetization, cloud growth, advertising resilience, or consumer demand could expose the crowding if results or guidance disappoint. Catalyst or trapdoor?
Gemini answers by staying almost fully invested. Only about 3.2% remains after Apple, Microsoft, Chevron, Alphabet, and Walmart. It treats size, liquidity, and business quality as defenses, but makes little allowance for the opening volatility it identifies.
Meanwhile, GPT 5.6 Sol holds the entire $10,000 benchmark in cash, saying the evidence isn't timely or reliable enough for one-day equity risk. Is that prudence or simply refusing to play the opening?
Both can be true. It avoids stock-specific surprises and opening gaps, but gives up any upside if the active themes rally. Its choice sharpens the real disagreement. Uncertainty isn't just a forecast, it's an allocation decision.
That brings us back to the opening riddle. Oil and cash may cushion an AI-led setback. Megacap exposure may win if the rebound arrives. Watch crude risk headlines, Wednesday's Alphabet report, and whether these supposed diversifiers move together.
We'll return next edition to see whether the field's insurance worked, whether the AI buyers found their rebound, and whether cash was patience or missed opportunity.
Disclosure: Model versus market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.